This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A judge in Virginia has sentenced John Allen Muhammad to death for his role in the Washington area's sniper killings. A jury in November convicted Muhammad in the murder of Dean Myers, who was shot as he stood at a gas station in the town of Manassas. His was one of 10 Washington area killings in the fall of 2002 linked to Muhammad and Lee Malvo, who was convicted in December. The sentence was handed down this morning by Judge Leroy Millette in Manassas, and after the hearing, Myers' brother Bob spoke to reporters.
There are no winners today. This was not a victory, but yet it was something that had to be done, and it was done right.
NPR's Brian Naylor was at the sentencing and joins us now. Brian, describe this morning's proceedings for us.
Robert, the courtroom was crowded. There were a few dozen family members, relatives of the victims, the task force of law enforcement officials from a number of different jurisdictions that investigated this case were there, and of course, lots of folks from the media. The judge first heard arguments on a new trial for Muhammad, brought by his defense lawyers. He denied that motion. Then there were statements, victim impact statements, from two of the relatives of the victims. Larry Myers, one of Dean's other brothers, spoke first. And then the daughter of Linda Franklin spoke. She was another victim in the sniper shootings. And she said, the daughter said, "I don't have a mom," and that her son now doesn't have a grandma, and that's a lonely place to be.
And then both sides presented legal arguments over sentencing?
There were arguments from both of Muhammad's attorneys. Jonathan Shapiro said that we ought not to be so cynical, so godlike, so bitter to turn our back on Muhammad and say you're beyond hope and trash to be thrown away. His other attorney, Peter Greenspun, said that he had represented a lot of bad guys who had done evil things, but that there was no evil in Muhammad's eyes. Prosecutor Paul Ebert then stood up and scoffed at that claim. He said Muhammad was a coward who hid in a car. He said that he's not shown any remorse and that the cost to keep Muhammad alive is not something society should sustain and that the death penalty deters criminals.
Did Muhammad himself speak?
He did. He stood up. He was looking kind of scruffy. He had a shaggy beard and wore an orange prison jumpsuit and spoke very, very softly. It was difficult to hear everything he said, but he did say that I had nothing to do with this case. I'm not angry. I'm not frustrated. I had a wonderful childhood, a wonderful life, apparently trying to counter some of his own attorney's claims that he had something less than an idyllic upbringing. And then he said to the judge, "You do what you have to do and let me do what I have to do." And then it was the judge's turn. Judge Millette said that it was his view that the jury's verdict was supported by the facts, as was the sentence, he said, that the jury recommended. He said these offenses were vile almost beyond the comprehension of the community. And with that, he sentenced Muhammad to death.
What happens next, Brian? Obviously, there will be appeals of this sentence.
Right. In a death penalty case in Virginia, there's an automatic appeal to the state Supreme Court. The judge did set an execution date of October 14th, but that will almost certainly be stayed. And it's possible that Muhammad and Lee Malvo will be prosecuted for other of the shootings, both in Virginia and in other states as well. So it could take a while for this all to play out.
And sentencing for Lee Malvo, the younger of the two men?
The judge will sentence Malvo in Chesapeake, Virginia, tomorrow. The jury had sentenced Malvo to life in prison, and the judge really has no leeway but to affirm that sentence.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Brian Naylor.